You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon si Luella Dohot, kasalukuyang nasa Brisbane ngunit taga Sydney ng Kiss Ready na napiling Mompreneur Silver Awardee for Hair and Beauty category. Kamusta and congratulations!
Thank you! Maraming salamat!
Kiss Ready, ito ay isang organic product or natural product na pwede nating tawagin?
Oo. So, ang Kiss Ready, natural skincare siya. Lahat ng mga products namin may chia seed oil.
Pagkaraniwan, pag sinabi mong chia seeds, iniisip ko yan yung hinahalo mo sa oatmeal, sa shake, sa kape. So, hindi ko alam na pwede rin pala siyang produkto na pwede mong ilagay sa katawan mo.
Oo, maganda talaga ang chia seed oil. So, ang kwento ko, I used to work for the Australian Growers of Chia Seeds. So, this was in 2012. Habang nag-work ako kasama ng mga farming community natin sa Western Australia, the University of Korea, yung kanilang medical school, they did a clinical study at na patunayan nga nila na dahil sa high omega content ng chia seed oil, maganda siya para sa skin natin.
So, pag sinabi mong para sa skin natin, pwede natin siyang gamitin ng iba't ibang paraan. Nakita ko meron kang lip balm, meron kang facial mist, meron kang para sa bath.
Mm-hmm.
So,
face mask.
Meron ka ding para sa mga babies, hindi ba?
Yes. Ang chia seed mismo, isa talaga itong superfood. Yun ang tinatawag nating superfood. At ang ating chia seed ay grown in Australia. So I'm using Australian grown na pina-farm sa Kananara, Western Australia. So I used to work for the farming community. So back in 2012, I joined them. And while I was working for them, nakabasa nga ako ng isang clinical paper. Ito ay inorganized ng Medical School of the University of Korea where they looked at the efficacy of chia seed oil. So, ang ginawa nila, kinompress nila yung chia at ginamit nila topically. So, ibig sabihin, they applied it directly on the skin of patients. At dahil nga sa high nutritional content ng chia seed oil, napatunayan nila na talagang nakakaganda ng skin ang chia seed oil.
Interesting, no? Dahil itong produktong na to na develop mo matapos kang maging isang mommy.
Oo. So, ang chia seed oil kasi, napaka-versatile niya. Dahil nga sa nutritional content niya, ang talagang pinaka-primary effect niya sa skin ay hydration. So, ibig sabihin, kung ang skin mo ay dry or dehydrated, kung nangangati ka or sensitive ka dahil sa pagda-dry ng skin mo, pwede mong gamitin ng chia seed oil. So, wala siyang mga side effects or wala siyang mga negative impact on the skin. So, pwede siya kahit sa babies. So, nung nanganak nga ako, naisip ko na kailangan ng gentle, natural product for my son, I started making baby balms for my baby.
So, ginagamit mo pa rin siya hanggang ngayon sa baby mo?
Oo. At saka, I use it on myself as well. So, ang mga products ko, madami akong application. Meron akong mga lip balms, meron ako kahit natural deodorant. I've mixed chia seed oil with Australian tea tree oil. So, it's again another natural ingredient na sikat ngayon dahil sa antiseptic properties ng tea tree oil na patunayan din na na-neutralize talaga niya ang odor ng katawan natin. So, meron din akong face mask, ang tinatawag ko na superfoods face mask. So, hinalo ko ang superfood na chia with kale and spinach. At meron ding volcanic minerals from Australia na ang tawag ay zeolite. So, by blending different ingredients, ang nakaka-create tayo ng product na talagang maganda para sa skin pero maganda din na mag-elevate ng mood natin kasi halimbawa yung aking facial mist mabango, may ano yan, may rose water, may geranium yan. So
tamang-tama yan para sa nalalapit na summer.
Ay oo, maganda siya for summer. So it's a natural way to hydrate your skin na kung halimbawa, nagte-travel ka, ganyan, lalo na pag nasa plane, mabilis mag-dry ang skin natin, di ba? Because of the yung tinatawag na cabin temperature. mabilis mag-dry ang skin natin. Konting mist lang. Ayan, ha-hydrate agad ang skin natin.
Ginagawa mo ba ito sa bahay mo, Luella?
So, when we started, yung aming garage, we converted it into a workshop. So, ako mismo ang gumagawa ng mga products. Though, in saying that, I did invest on, you know, gaining knowledge. So, nag-aral ako. So, I took additional study sa natural skincare formulation, sa aromatherapy, mga Australian bush oils, kung ano yung mga health benefits nila. Nag-aral din ako ng cosmetic chemistry. So, it gave me confidence to formulate products which are safe and effective para talagang kahit sa baby mo, pwede mong gamitin. At gaya nga ng nabanggit ko kanina, may iba't iba akong range. Meron akong range for babies, meron akong range for breastfeeding moms. So kung medyo, you know, you're concerned about your chemical impact ng mga synthetic ingredients on your skin as buntis ka or you're breastfeeding and you want to use a natural deodorant, meron akong formulated specially for new moms or breastfeeding moms.
So lahat to, ikaw pa rin yung gumagawa kasi madaming ka ng products eh.
Oo nga.
So ikaw pa rin? One woman team ka pa rin?
Yes.
One mom kaya, team pala.
kaya kung makita mo ako minsan, malaki talagang eye bags ko. Dahil talagang you have to learn how to prioritize your time. And my son is 2.5 years old na sobrang energetic. So you really have to communicate with your partner. I am very lucky na yung partner ko understanding siya. So when I'm busy doing the markets or when I'm busy creating or formulating my products, he's happy to take the lead sa pag-aalaga ng bata.
Gano'ng kahalaga yung isang samahan tulad ng mompreneur sa mga tulad mo na nagsisimula ng kanilang mga small business na nag-decide namang mag full-time or ilaan yung malaking bahagi ng oras sa pagpapalaki ng anak?
Alam mo kasi, the fact that we are raising kids dito sa Australia without, you know, family support kasi kami, wala akong kamag-anak dito, so ako lang at ang aking partner. The fact that we are raising our kids here, yun palang challenge na kasi mahirap talaga and it's a bit isolating. So to decide to start a business while you're raising a family, it's double the challenge at saka double the struggle.
Kaya I think it's a very brave step.
Yes. Or baka talagang makulit lang ako. Oo, talagang ano siya, you really need to persevere and you really have to be passionate about what you're doing and you really need to be clear about your purpose, kung bakit mo siya gustong gawin. So, ang Osmompreneur, kasi ano lang yan, it was something that I wasn't aware of before. So you tend to do things na nakasilo ka or isolated ka, hindi mo alam, nakakalungkot. Yung minsan mag-long distance, mag-overseas call ka or mag-Facebook time ka just to talk to your friends and your family, ganyan. Now that we've got the Osmompreneur Network, it's easy for us to pick up the phone or to send an email to someone. Nandun na kaagad yung support. So that's what is really amazing about this network of moms who are in business.
Para sa'yo, ano yung kahulugan ng award na ito?
Sa palagay ko, yung nakagain talaga ako ng confidence. Kasi when you operate a small business na ikaw lang mag-isa, wala naman talagang nag-feedback sa'yo. Walang nagsasabi sa'yo na maganda yung ginagawa mo, tama yung ginagawa mo, or i-improve mo yan para lalong lumaki ang negosyo mo. Walang ganong feedback loop. So, nung nanalo ako ng second place, na first time ko na mag-enter, na I competed against 10 other candidates sa hair and beauty, malaki talaga siyang confidence booster na in a way it's a great acknowledgement na kaya ko rin pala.
Maraming salamat, Luella Docot, at congratulations muli sa yung award for Mompreneur.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.